You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, this is Tim Rice, and welcome to episode 13 of my podcast, Get Onto My Cloud. And it's welcome to the second of two podcasts in which I've been looking back at the first incarnation of one of the shows I wrote with Andrew Lloyd Webber, Evita. And that first ever version of Evita was not a show nor a theatrical workshop, but a record album recorded in London in 1976. Believe it or not, I don't often listen to my own stuff at home, unless it comes onto the radio by chance. And by and large, the songs that I have written, which radio stations are kind enough to play, tend to be the same dozen or so. And of course, I'm very grateful when they do play them. But to take the first Evita recording as an example, Julie Covington's Don't Cry For Me, Argentina, and Barbara Dixon's Another Suitcase in Another Hall probably comprise 95% of the double LP's airplay. So, when I re-listened to the whole album, now 44 years young, for this podcast, I was surprised by how much I'd forgotten about it and how much of the work was eventually altered for the West End stage version, which followed in 1978. In my last podcast, I played The Lady's Got Potential, which, although a thumping good rocker, which sounded pretty good to me on the Evita album, was wisely replaced and superbly staged with Perron and his rivals for the presidency in rocking chairs, was wisely replaced in Hal Prince's theatre production by a new song called The Art of the Possible. It was my wacky original subplot about Che Guevara's plans to market an insecticide which made the change necessary, not any musical shortcomings. I found one or two other bits of the recording which never made it to the stage, including an item entitled Ava's Sonnet. As my erudite listeners will know, a sonnet is a 14-line poem, usually separated into two stanzas of 8 and 6 lines, written in iambic pentameter, 10 syllables to the bar, short long, di-dum, di-dum. There are various rhyming schemes which have varied over the centuries, but the Shakespearean structure is probably the most familiar, and certainly the one I've copied whenever I've attempted to write a sonnet, whether as part of a musical or as a birthday greeting for a chum. I wouldn't put myself quite in Shakespeare's league, but I was quite happy with the one I wrote for Evita, and a little sorry that only half of it made it into the theatre version. Ava sings it when she's attempting to convince Perron that she is not dangerously ill and that she should run for the vice presidency of Argentina. Here is Julie Covington portraying the dying Evita.
Then I must now be vice president. Those shallow, mean pretenders to your throne will come to learn ours is the upper hand. For I do not accept, this is not known in rich established parcels of our land. To face the storm so long and not capsize is not the chance achievement of a fraud. Conservatives are kings of compromise. It hurts them more to jeer. to choose the couple who shall wear their country's crowns in thousands in my squares and avenues, emptying their villages and towns where every soul in home or shack or stall knows me as Argentina. That is all. Oh, I shall be a great vice president. This is not a gambler's final throw, forced upon me by those bastards who only long to see me up and go. It's not an unprepared or panicked move, which just goes to prove I'd be good for you. Labour vice president is good for you.
Only the last six lines of Ava's sonnet survived the brutal cull for the stage. Neither did the section at the end of that extract, when Ava has further lines to the tune of I'd Be Surprisingly Good For You, the song with which she had seduced Perón when they first met several years before. More recently, that part of the score has been boosted by the inclusion of You Must Love Me, the song that Andrew and I wrote for the Alan Parker movie, in which it was sung by Madonna. Hearing the full sonnet for the first time in ages, I must say I'm slightly baffled why Hal Prince cut it in half, as it's a lovely piece of music and the words make sense. I lost one of my favourite lines, "Conservatives are kings of compromise." But without Hal, Evita would never have been a world beater, so I can live with the loss. And the original album still exists. Hooray! Incidentally, I wrote most of the lyrics for Dice Are Rolling, the long sequence on the album which includes Eva's sonnet, before Andrew composed any music for it. An unusual process for us, but it seemed to work out well.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on Essie Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
One of my favorite songs in the show is The Money Kept Rolling In, which, in theatrical productions, is always performed by Che in his narrator-stroke-revolutionary role. On our original record, it was sung by an unnamed chief executive of the Ava Perón Foundation, obviously an unnecessary extra minor character, but sung on the record by Chris Neal. Chris is an actor-singer who, among other things, played Jesus for a while in Superstar in the West End, but later became an astoundingly successful record producer, hitting the charts all over the world with Celine Dion, Sheena Easton, Paul Nicholas, Shaken Stevens, and many, many more. Andrew was inspired by a Peronist marching song when he wrote The Money Kept Rolling In, and his decision to put it into 7/8 time gave it a terrific urgency. It only had two verses on the 1976 album, which were increased to four for the theatre, and it's always been a great second act rabble-rouser, from its first live performance by David Essex at the Palace Theatre in June 1978. But here is Chris Neal 2 years earlier.
And the money kept rolling in from every side.
Ava's pretty hands reached out and they reached wide. Now you may feel it should have been a voluntary cause.
Ah, but that's not the point, my friends.
When the money keeps rolling in, you don't ask how. Think of all the people gonna see some good times now. Neighbors call the hungry to her, open up the doors. Never been a fund like the foundation, never And the money kept rolling out in all directions, to the poor, to the weak, to the destitute of all complexions. Now cynics claim a little of the cash has gone astray.
But that's not the point, my friends.
When the money keeps rolling out, you don't keep books. You can tell you've done well by the happy, grateful looks. Accountants only slow things down, figures get in the way. Never been a lady loved as much as ever
And the money kept rolling in, Christopher Neal extolling the virtues of Ava's dodgy foundation. We assembled a pretty good lineup of musical talent for the Evita album. In addition to the leading singers, Judy Covington, Paul Jones, Colm Wilkinson, Barbara Dixon, Chris Neal, Tony Christie, Mike Darbo and Mike Smith, the musicians behind them were top class. We would have liked to have returned to the Grease Band, our rock rhythm section on the Jesus Christ Superstar album, but they were no longer a unit. However, former Greasers Henry McCulloch, who is now with Paul McCartney's Wings, and Neil Hubbard put in an appearance or two. We formed a new rhythm section of Simon Phillips, drums, Mo Foster or Brian Odgers, bass, Joe Moretti and Ray Russell, guitars, and Ann O'Dell, keyboards. David Snell had an important role on harp at various moments. Hank B. Marvin of the Shadows, one of my heroes from school days, contributed some graceful guitar work to Buenos Aires, where we needed a bloke to play just like Hank B. Marvin. Chris Mercer repeated the elegant saxophone work that he demonstrated on Superstar with a fine solo on I'd Be Surprisingly Good For You. Anthony Bowles was appointed to conduct the London Philharmonic Orchestra, no less. All in all, it was a pretty strong musical team, which Andrew and I were very honoured and indeed nervous to have as collaborators during that long, sweltering summer of 76. The only day it rained was the Saturday of the Lord's Test match. Talking of the Lord's Test match that year, which was against the West Indies, I'm reminded of a fairly big, albeit brief, bust-up between Andrew and me when I had a go at one of his orchestral ideas for High Flying Adored, a kind of Adam Faith pizzicato strings effect, which I criticized a little too soon after hearing it, i.e. about 5 seconds in. Andrew flew into a rage, and I used this as an excuse to nip away to Lord's for the test match. This in turn led to an Andrew walkout, leaving our manager David Land, who'd come to witness the album's terrific progress, and David Hamilton Smith, the album's engineer, with an orchestra on their hands and no producers. Somehow the basic track got laid down and the pizzicato strings got the boot.
High flying adored, so young, the instant queen, a rich, beautiful thing, of all the talents a cross between a fantasy of the bedroom and a saint. And you were just a backstreet girl, hustling and fighting, scratching and biting, high flying, adored. Did you believe in your wildest moments all this would be yours, that you'd become the lady of them all? Were the stars in your eyes when you crawled in at night, from the boys from the sidewalks, from the gutter theatrical? Don't look down, it's a long, long way to fall. High flying adored, what happens now? Where do you go from here? For someone on top of the world, the view's not exactly clear. A shame you did it all at 26. There are no mysteries now, nothing can thrill you, no one fulfill you. High flying adored, I hope you come to terms with boredom. So famous so easily, so soon, is not the wisest thing to be. Don't care if they love you, it's been done before. You'll despair if they hate you, you'll be drained of all energy. All the young who've made it would agree.
Colm Wilkinson and Julie Covington with High Flying Adored. Not a pizzicato string to be heard. And of course, I must emphasize that one of the principal reasons that the albums we made of both Superstar and Evita came out so well was Andrew's brilliant orchestrations and arrangements. Rarely a note out of place, whether it was a small rhythm section or the London Philharmonic. The record did well. Both the Evita album and the single of Don't Cry For Me Argentina topped the charts, and the show opened in London a mere 18 months later. To end this nostalgia trip, for me anyway, I'd like to play an Evita song not on the album, nor even in the first 20-odd years of stage productions of the show, You Must Love Me, which I referred to earlier in this chat. If I'm honest, our principal reason for putting a new song into the film version was an attempt to win an Oscar, as those golden statuettes can only be won by songs that are heard for the first time in a movie. So almost unintentionally, we wrote rather a good number, which added to the portrayal of Ava's desperation in her final days, and it's now become part of the official Evita theatre score. Although I'm glad to report that several distinguished artists have covered it, besides Madonna, of course, I think it's appropriate here to listen to the version sung by the star who was the first lady to portray Eva Perón on stage, in 1978. She never sang the song on stage, but she has recorded it, making us wish she had sung it on stage. Over to Elaine Page. P.S. We won the Oscar. That was Get Onto My Cloud, podcast number 13, written and presented by Tim Rice and produced by Peter Hobbs.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.